Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury, and in this ASI cast, I asked Brian Jacobs, CEO and founder of BJNA, to outline what it is he's looking forward to in the session he's chairing at this year's International Television and Video Conference in Athens. Okay, Brian, well, looking back to last year's event in Nice, what were your main takeaways from that event, the themes and presentations that really stuck in your mind?
Well, hi there, Mike. I think if you go back to Nice, I mean, the session that I remember most vividly is the one that involved David Wald and Bob Hoffman and Andy Brown, yeah, really talking about the digital landscape, as it were, and the way in which a lot of advertisers these days seem to be sort of ploughing more and more money into digital channels at the expense, obviously, of what we might perhaps call the more traditional channels, without possibly having quite as much evidence as might appear on the surface to be there that these things are working as well and delivering as well as they perhaps might. So I think I appreciate that was a sort of fairly controversial session, but that I think is the one that I'll kind of remember, because I think it's first of all very good to hear from advertisers first, and obviously David as president of the World Federation of Advertisers, as well as being the chief marketing officer at our largest bank, you know, is in a very good position to talk about this kind of stuff. Mm. But it's also very good, I think, to hear from sort of iconoclasts, you know, and people who are not sort of seeped in the sort of media world, like someone like Bob Hoffman, you know, who's fundamentally a copywriter, and an observer, you know, talking about these things from a slightly sort of external perspective, as it were.
Which is very helpful.
Indeed. I mean, I think the other one that I remember very well, and the one that I think has been very helpful in helping us sort of shape the agenda for Athens, was the paper that Fiona Blades of Mesh gave on the importance of context or content, you know, and meshing together, as it were, if you excuse the pun, you know, the different disciplines of, you know, creativity and messaging with the places in which that messaging appears.
To return for a moment to David Weldon's intervention last year, what do advertisers' main requirements now seem to be?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. You know, you can sort of go back. It's almost like a kind of law of unintended consequences, really. You know, it's, if you go back to 2015, when all this thing with advertisers suddenly becoming much more aware of what was going on in the media world and the agency world generally, because a man called John Mandel, who was a head of a big media department in the States, back in 2015 made a speech at the ANA conference, at which he basically said there is something wrong with the way in which agencies are planning their clients' advertising campaigns. And everyone now knows the rest of that story, of course. Yeah. And from that came the whole business of the ANA inquiry that they did, of course, with help from Ubiquiti and the American consultancy business. And they then found, of course, that there were concerns about transparency, that indeed what Mandel said seemed to be the case. And then, of course, you got a lot of interventions and remarks by people like Mark Pritchard from Procter & Gamble and Keith Weed from Unilever, all of whom were sort of saying, you know, we have to take back control of the way in which we spend our money, and we need to be much closer to this than perhaps we have been in the past, and sort of shame on us, you know, for not having been closer to it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, to your point, sort of where are we now? I mean, I think the sort of unintended consequence bit was that, you know, I suppose everybody at that time was thinking, well, what will happen is the contracts will be tightened up, that, you know, the bigger advertisers will hire very smart media consultants, or they'll bring in people to make sure that they keep control of their spending and all that kind of stuff. In fact, what's happening is that advertisers are starting to take back much more of the sort of what we might call the sort of media activities of their operations and do it themselves, do it in-house. Now, that does not mean they do all media planning and buying themselves. But if you take the fact that they want to take control of some of the sort of digital activities that they plan and they buy, and you mesh that with the fact that they've also suddenly got, of course, for the first time really, a huge amount of data that they're able to use. And of course, they've got their own first party data, which has probably been, you know, somewhere in a back office somewhere, and no one's really looked at it for generations. So you've got to a stage where suddenly we've got all this data and we're starting to want to take control. And you suddenly think, hang on, what we can do is we can at least do the sort of data access piece, and we can start to use data in the way in which our media is bought and sold, at least on the digital side of things. No, you know, the more direct, you know, almost like direct response, what used to be called direct response side of things. And we'll use agencies for what agencies, of course, historically have been very good at, which is to add sort of creative thinking and planning thought and all of those things. So I think where clients are now is in a position where a lot of them are starting increasingly to think, particularly the data rich clients, hang on, we can find a way now of taking all the data we've got, translating that ourselves into, you know, programmatic buys with major digital platforms. We can get rid of any concerns about transparency because we'll be doing it ourselves. We can use all of the data without worrying about having to give that to a third party. Mm-hmm. We can build all those systems ourselves. And suddenly we're in a real programmatic kind of buying age, fueled by smart data that we ourselves have access to, or indeed which we own ourselves. So I think that's where advertisers are today. It all started with John Mandel making remarks about transparency and how rebates weren't being repaid to advertisers.
Indeed. And looking forward to the rest of your session, what are you looking forward to there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, this year in Athens, I mean, I think that there's really sort of two that's, well, obviously they're all going to be utterly brilliant, all of them, of course, but there are two, I suppose, themes that I'm particularly interested in hearing explored further. One is picking up on the sort of points that Fiona was making last time. And these are the papers from this year, from Yan Liu, of T-Vision, from Mike Follett of Lumen, and from Jonathan Wells of Nielsen. And indeed, the Channel 4 paper also looks at this sort of topic as well, at the importance of attention, engagement, you know, how people actually consume messages on screens, all this sort of stuff. I mean, I think we've always, you know, for at ASI's way back in the past, you know, we've always been absolutely brilliant at talking about how we measure how many people are doing something, or how many people are viewing something or whatever. I think the industry as a whole has perhaps been less good at really trying to grasp the sort of definitions of quality and understanding how people actually view things and the sort of the extent to which they view them and the degree of intensity with which they view them and all of that. So I think those papers are very good. And I think the other one I'm looking forward to hearing from is Helen Rose from Seven Stars, the media agency, UK media agency. And the reason for that is, I know I'm biased, I know I'm an agency guy and stuff, but I think it's very good sometimes to hear from media agencies, because they are, of course, the people who are closest into advertisers. They are very well aware of the sort of questions that are being asked by the advertiser community of them. Sure. And therefore, somebody like Helen or you know, any agency really is in a position to sort of go, well, look, these are the gaps in knowledge that exist at the moment. These are the sorts of bits of work that we are doing to try to fill those gaps. You know, this sort of proprietary work that people like the Seven Stars do. Mm. And these are the sorts of questions that we're trying to get answers to. I mean, Seven Stars is, you know, has won a whole load of awards for their proprietary work. And I think listening to Helen describe, you know, the sorts of topics that she hopes to, or the sort of questions that she's trying to answer, I think would be very interesting.
For sure. And what are your thoughts about the conference as a whole this year?
So when I look at the conference program as a whole for 2018, I think this whole issue of meshing together sort of media activities as defined by the way in which money is allocated, the way in which audiences are measured, the way in which results are evaluated, all of that stuff that we've all got very used to doing, you know, through the JICs and through auditors and all of that. If you start to bring that stuff in-house as clients are doing, the thing you really absolutely have to have is some kind of way of fusing data, meshing together a whole bunch of different data sets from different places. And I think this is a very interesting point, and I'm looking forward very much to the session on Friday afternoon, AS session on Friday afternoon, because I think they're going to start to get into this and start to discuss sort of how data scientists can really get to grips with the challenge of having, on the one hand, you know, a valuable and well-proven data set like, say, the JIC or BARB or, you know, whichever it happens to be in your market. And on the other hand, all this sort of first-party and even third-party data that the advertiser has access to, and try to bring all that stuff together to really improve the way in which advertisers place and evaluate their media activities. So I think that's that Friday afternoon session will be very interesting indeed, and I think it will really continue on from what I think we're going to do in our session on the Thursday afternoon, when we lay out what we think advertisers are looking for, and we look at the ways in which these various data sets can be sort of brought together to reflect the sort of new reality of how advertisers want to work in the future, both actually programmatically, and also I think in future more, you know, increasingly on sort of more traditional forms of media placement as well.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for that, Brian, and look forward to seeing you in Athens.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there in amongst the ruins. Yep, look forward to it.
Cheers.
Cheers.